I am pleased to report on the work of the Pastor Nominating Committee. The committee is deeply thankful for your prayers, for your evident support, and your patience as we continue our work. You can see the members of the committee on the screen. Let me say at the outset that this is the hardest working committee I've ever been a part of in church or in any other organization. Working on your behalf, this is a deeply invested group. We meet weekly on Wednesday evening, and when members are away, they participate by Zoom. The PNC is a group with many and diverse gifts. My own role has been mostly external, communicating with candidates and with those who are giving us advice. Chuck Hobbs chairs our committee, sets our agenda. Michelle Collins handles written communication with candidates. Whitney Hunter is a great organizer and a whiz in digital media. We think she can find out almost anything about anybody. Gail Ford, Tim Sechrist, and Scott Herman anchor our deliberations with the wisdom that comes from many years at the very center of our life and ministry together. David Satterwhite has a great gift of summarizing complicated discussions and bringing us together when we may disagree. And Suzanne Burke makes sure that we bathe our work in prayer and spiritual discernment. I want to offer a special word of thanks to the three members of our group who have young children: Michelle, Whitney, and David. Their gift of time is especially precious given all their other responsibilities. And two of them, David and Michelle, have welcomed new ones into their families while we have been meeting, Michelle with twins. I also want to thank the spouses of the PNC members. They have been understanding and deeply supportive of our work and its demands. Let me thank Angie Hobbs, Gray Hunter, Kevin Burke, Greg Collins, Mike Ford, Don Sechrist, Amy Herman, and Julie Hatch. Let me say something about our process. This has not been a search where we set a deadline, look at available candidates, and choose the most suitable one. We have proceeded in a rolling process. We explore numerous candidates, and if one seems promising, we begin to know them and invite them to know us. We start with Zoom conversations, and then if things get more serious, we have in-person discussions. Over the last year and a half, we have been in serious discussions with five candidates, and at this point, none of them we have brought forth as we think the right person for this congregation. We made the decision, and in a couple of cases, they made the decision that they feel called to stay where they are. Currently, we are in serious discussion with a potential candidate. Let me say something about the kind of criteria that we are using. We certainly want someone who can lead us, all of us, in the central mission of this church to invite everyone to say say yes to Jesus with their lives. We seek a pastor who has demonstrated a genuine love for the people in their congregation. We seek someone who has a special commitment to compelling preaching and to engaged pastoral care. We think it is important that a candidate knows themselves well and has good emotional intelligence and can work and build with teams. We are looking for someone who is humble, who listens well, and is approachable. And we want someone who has a vital interior spiritual life, because it is from that inner well that impactful preaching and teaching will flow to all of us. Please continue to pray for us. We have had two retreats as a committee to assist us in discerning what it means as a group to ascertain God's will. That discernment is our utmost desire, and to that end, we ask for your prayers. Thank you again for your patience and understanding.